Chapter 7. Los Angeles. The next morning, Mr. Martin drove Bill, Michelle, Nick, and Pam to downtown Los Angeles on his way to work.
What a big city, said Nick.
Too big, said Mr. Martin.
Takes hours to drive across it. There's always a lot of traffic.
He stopped his car in front of a tall building.
This is the newspaper office, he said. Remember, the bus for Portola Point leaves at 2 o'clock. Don't miss it.
Don't worry, Dad. We won't,
said Michelle.
Thanks for the ride, Mr. Martin,
said Pam and Nick.
Good luck,
said Mr. Martin, driving away. The four friends went to the newspaper library of the Los Angeles Gazette on the 15th floor. A clerk helped them, and they began investigating. Bill sat in front of a computer with his sister and friends next to him. He typed in the name UCAT, and two newspaper articles appeared on the screen.
Look at the dates,
said Pam.
These articles are from 22 years ago. Construction worker falls from 21st floor and dies. Edward UCAT, 46, an American Indian construction worker, fell from the 21st floor of a new building and died yesterday afternoon. UCAT was working on the new Acme Business Tower in downtown Los Angeles when he hurt his foot and fell to his death. Los Angeles Police Captain Michael Wright said, Mr. UCAT was an experienced construction worker for the J. Richardson Construction Company. Mr. Richardson did not follow the safety rules of the state of California. He probably didn't want to spend money on safety equipment. And that's why Edward UCAT died. The Los Angeles police are now investigating Richardson's responsibility. Edward UCAT leaves a wife and a son of 18.
How awful,
said Michelle.
Look at the next article,
said Pam.
UCAT trial. Richardson not responsible for accident. 3 months after Edward UCAT's death, Judge Marion Nelson of the Los Angeles Superior Court said, Jacob Richardson is not responsible for the accidental death of his construction worker, Edward UCAT. The case is closed. Richardson and his three lawyers from the Brannan Law offices were very pleased with Judge Nelson's decision. When Mrs. UCAT and her son heard this, they were very upset. Mrs. UCAT started crying and left the courtroom. Her 18-year-old son said, Jacob Richardson was responsible for my father's death. My father worked without any safety equipment like all of Richardson's workers.
Wow. Now we know who UCAT was,
said Nick.
But that's not much.
I'm sure Richardson was responsible for UCAT's death,
said Michelle.
But he had the money to pay the best lawyers in Los Angeles.
The poor UCATs,
said Pam sadly.
Construction companies often use American Indians to work on tall buildings because they're not afraid of high places.
I wonder where UCAT's son is now. He has a good reason to hate Richardson,
said Nick.
Let's print these two articles,
said Pam,
and show them to my grandfather and uncle.
Okay,
said Bill.
Then let's look in the phone directory. Perhaps we can find a UCAT,
said Bill.
There are a few directories at the front desk.
Bill looked in the Los Angeles phone directory and said,
There's not one UCAT in the directory.
The four friends had lunch and caught the 2 o'clock bus for Portola Point. During the ride home, they talked about the UCAT case, but it was a mystery to them. Was UCAT's son living in California? And was he the murderer? How could they find out? That evening, there was a hot dog party on the beach to welcome Nick to Portola Point. Bill and Michelle organized it the week before and invited their high school friends. Everyone brought hot dogs and potato chips. Then they roasted the hot dogs on the open fire on the beach. Mrs. Martin made a big bowl of potato salad and two apple pies. Pam brought plastic plates, cups, and forks. Julie Alvarez and her boyfriend Stephen brought soft drinks. Barbara Andrews brought her guitar. It was a beautiful, warm night on the beach, and they all sat around the fire. Nick sat next to Pam, and they started talking. After eating, Barbara played her guitar, and everyone sang old songs. Then it was time to play anagrams. Each person said a word, and the others tried to make the anagram.
My turn,
said Pam.
The word is lives.
After a few minutes, Barbara said,
Elvis! Elvis! Good,
said Pam.
That's a point for you. Okay, my turn now,
said Barbara.
The word is listen.
Nick thought for a moment and then said,
I have it. It's silent.
Great,
said Barbara.
A point for Nick.
Okay, here's a hard one. The eyes,
said Nick. A few minutes passed, and Michelle said,
They see.
Great, Michelle,
said Nick.
I have a good one,
said Michelle.
11 plus 2. Hey, I'm not good at math,
said Julie Alvarez, laughing. No one had the answer, but at last, Stephen said,
It's 12 plus 1.
Super,
said Michelle.
Your point and your turn, Stephen.
The game went on until 11:30. Then they cleaned up, put out the fire, and went home.